SFMSports.net and Ripken Baseball welcomes you to this presentation of the 2014 Cal Ripken World Series. Streaming coverage is sponsored by Buffalo Wild Wings, just minutes away from Aberdeen in the festival at Bel Air. Now, live from Aberdeen, Maryland, USA, this is the Cal Ripken World Series.
Live from Cal Senior's Yard at the Ripken Experience in Aberdeen, Maryland, this is SFMSports.net's presentation of the 2014 Cal Ripken World Series. Good morning, fans. I'm Paul Taylor, as this morning we will see the Southeast Region champions from West Raleigh, North Carolina, take on the Middle Atlantic champions from Bear, Delaware, just up the highway in Bear, Delaware. So this will be the first game of the World Series for the West Raleigh squad, while the Middle Atlantic squad had the privilege to play the opening game of this World Series, and they fell to the Harford County squad by a score of 5-1 on Friday night. As we reach day three of the Cal Ripken World Series, the 12th year that this has been held in Aberdeen. And another great day for baseball here in the Aberdeen area. Sunny skies, not a cloud in the sky. Warm temperatures and a great day to play some baseball. As the second full day in day three of the Cal Ripken World Series gets underway with this game here and also the game over at Nationals Park, with that game getting started at 10 a.m. as well. As the Southeast squad warms up on the infield in front of us. So we mentioned this is the third full day, and the Harford County squad took out Middle Atlantic 5-1 in game one. Yesterday, Republic of Korea beat New Zealand at 10-0. Midwest Plains beat Ohio Valley 12-5. Pacific Southwest over the New England squad 3-2. Puerto Rico 11, Dominican Republic 0 was the nightcap in last night's game here at Cal Senior's Yard. Over at Nationals Field yesterday, it was Japan 11 at Canada 1. Australia with a mild upset over Mexico 6-2. And the Maryland State Champs beat Southwest 11-3. So the third full day here at Cal Senior's Yard. And what a tournament this is. As the Sunday morning game, Middle Atlantic Southeast, New England Southwest over at Nationals, and then four more games to follow here at Cal Seniors Yard: New Zealand, Mexico, Australia, Canada, Pacific Southwest versus Pacific Northwest, and the nightcap tonight is Harford County and Ohio Valley. And then Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, the pool play continues. Diamond Bracket and International and USA semifinals and finals on Thursday. Friday night, the Diamond Bracket Championship games, the U.S. and International Championship games. And then Saturday, the Under Armour Futures game and the World Championship game Saturday night. So if you're in the Aberdeen area, we encourage you to come out and take in this event in person. But if you can't be here, you can follow all the games here on SFMSports.net, channels 1 and 2. As it is our privilege to bring you these games as the Southeast Region champion as they continue their infield practice here at Cal Seniors Yard. At Cal Seniors Yard, a two-thirds replica of Camden Yard. It's the home of the Baltimore Orioles. Here at Cal Seniors Yard, it is a turf field with the exception of home plate and the pitcher's mound. It is 215 down the left field line, 263 to straightaway center, and 205 to right field with the high wall and the Utah Street high wall and scoreboard in right field as well. So a neat setting for some 12U baseball and the Babe Ruth baseball and the Cal Ripken World Series. As the Southeast squad will be wearing their Southeast Region uniforms, the light blue with the dark blue numbers. The Middle Atlantic squad wearing their black with red numbers and letters. As the Southeast Region continues to warm up, we'll take a timeout and be back for the opening ceremonies and first pitch from Cal Seniors Yard. You're listening to the 2014 Cal Ripken World Series, presented by SFMSports.net.
Is breakfast really the most important meal of the day? At Buffalo Wild Wings, we think a case can be made for lunch. Think about it. Award-winning hand-spun wings in 16 signature sauces and 5 seasonings, buffalitos, wraps, burgers, and salads. Yeah, we're thinking that's a pretty good argument. Now throw in the fact that we've got over 50 big screens to watch all the sports you'll ever want. It's officially a no-brainer. So next time, make lunch your game-winning meal.
Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings, beer, sports.
Get instant updates from the Cal Ripken World Series in the palm of your hand with Scoreboard Mobile from SFMSports.net. listen to all 44 games, get instant score updates, and check out audio and video content. Just go to sfmsports.net and scan the QR code to download the Scoreboard mobile app, powered by Buffalo Wild Wings.
Every golfer wants to play better golf. Whether it's fixing a slice off the tee or learning how to accurately read a green, there's always room to make your game just a little bit stronger. The key to better golf is the best instruction, and Golf Digest is the only place you can learn from the game's hottest pros. Ernie Els, Phil Mickelson, Tiger Woods, and many more. Subscribe today, and for just $14.97, you'll get 12 issues of Golf Digest with easy-to-follow tips and techniques, reviews of top equipment, information on the best places to play, even our quick reference pocket tips in every issue. Order Golf Digest now, and we'll send you a DVD featuring renowned instructor Jim McClain. It's absolutely free with your paid subscription. Learn Jim's favorite drills to help isolate your problem areas and practice plans that will help fine-tune your game. Subscribe to Golf Digest today for this limited-time DVD offer. Call 800-248-5568. That's 800-248-5568 to get your subscription to Golf Digest. 800-248-5568.
Get instant score updates, audio and video content from the Cal Ripken World Series at sfmsports.net. Powered by Buffalo Wild Wings. Click on the Cal Ripken World Series link.
Welcome back to Cal Senior's Yard as the pregame festivities are underway. Let's take you through this morning's starting lineups. First, for the visiting squad from Southeast, the West Region, West Raleigh, North Carolina team, Garrett McCraw will lead things off and be the pitcher. Then Matt Willardson will bat second and play shortstop. First baseman Penn Seeley will bat third. Extra hitter Nolan McLean will bat cleanup. Lane Rhodes will do the catching and bat fifth. Cardell Holgis will bat sixth and play third base. Jake DeFranco, the right fielder, will bat seventh. Colby Gallimore, the left fielder, will bat eighth. Sam Akulia-Singerman will bat ninth and be the second baseman. And batting tenth will be Cohen Moreno, the center fielder, wearing number five for the team from West Raleigh, North Carolina, playing in their first game of this 2014 Cal Ripken World Series. The bench players for West Raleigh tonight, Zach Miller, number seven, and Paul Ryder, number four. The manager, Brian Holgis, coaches Rob Seeley and Joe Willardson. So for the Middle Atlantic squad from Bear, Delaware, their leadoff hitter will be shortstop J.J. Weglars. Mason Keene, the pitcher, will bat second. Jacob Hoffman will play third base and bat third. Garrett Casey, the right fielder, will bat fourth. Noah Finocchiore will bat fifth and be the center fielder. Dominic Velazquez, the second baseman, will bat sixth. Sean Hout, the left fielder, will bat seventh. Zach Pritchard, the catcher, will bat eighth. Derek Pusey, the extra hitter, will bat ninth and wear number nine. And David Prezioso will play first base and bat tenth as the squad from Bear, Delaware, will look for win number one of this Cal Ripken World Series. Awesome. First game of the day. First of five scheduled here between these here at Cal Seniors Yard. Three games today over at Nationals. New England and Southwest going on right now. That game over at SFM Sports Channel 2. Korea, Puerto Rico to follow at 12:30. And Dominican Republic and Japan is at 3 o'clock. Those games on SFMSports.net Channel 2. The extra players for Middle Atlantic is number 6, Justin Blunt, and number 13, Trevor Coleman. Their coaches are Tom Pritchard, Ray Pusey, and John Weglars. Weglars, rather, beg your pardon. So the team's getting introduced here in front of a nice-sized crowd on hand here at Cal Seniors Yard. As the lineups are being finished, introduced, we'll now turn things over to PA announcer Matthew Smedic.
And John Weglars. As well for the bat boy for the Mid-Atlantic, Jason Blunt. And the ambassador, Jimmy Velazquez. And now, we ask all fans to please rise and, gentlemen, remove your caps as we will follow today's game up with the national anthem sung by Ali Halnowski.
Oh, say can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hailed at the twilight last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight, o'er the ramparts we watched, were so gallantly streaming, and the rockets' red glare, the bombs bursting in air, gave proof through the night that our flag was still there. Oh, say does that star-spangled banner yet wave o'er the land of the free and the home of the brave?
Thank you.
Thank you, and great job, Allie. The Cal Ripken Division of the Babe Ruth League stresses sportsmanship and fair play at all times. And reading the Babe Ruth Sportsmanship Code this morning and representing the Mid-Atlantic is Trevor Coleman.
Yeah! Trevor! Yeah! The Sportsmanship Code of Bear Babe Ruth. Develop a strong, clean, healthy body, mind, and soul. Develop a strong urge for sportsmanlike conduct. Develop understanding and respect for the rules. Develop courage in defeat, tolerance, and modesty in victory. Develop control over emotions and speech. Develop spirit of cooperation and team play. Develop into real, true citizens.
All right, well, that was the pregame ceremonies, the lineups, the anthem, and the Babe Ruth League Sportsman Code of Sportsmanship and Conduct. A very unique setting and occurrence that happens before every game of this Cal Ripken World Series, as now the managers will meet behind home plate. Again, it'll be McCraw, the pitcher, Willardson, the shortstop, Seeley, the first baseman for Southeast, McLean, the extra hitter, Rhodes, the catcher, Holgis, the third baseman. Right fielder DeFranco, Gallimore, the left fielder, Aculius Sigmund, the second baseman, and Moreno, the center fielder, as the West Raleigh, North Carolina lineup. And for Bear Delaware, the Mid-Atlantic champions, Weglers, the shortstop, Keene, the pitcher, Hoffman, the third baseman, Casey, the right fielder, Finichiaro, the center fielder, Velazquez, the second baseman, Hout, the left fielder, Pritchard, the catcher, Pusey, the extra hitter, Pruzziuso, the first baseman. So a beautiful day for baseball here in Aberdeen. And plenty of baseball on tap. We play six innings here at the Cal Ripken World Series as the Mid-Atlantic squad gets set to take the field here in mere moments. Again, at Cal Senior's Yard, 215 down the left field line, 263 to center, and 205 down the right field line with the high wall in right field. As the Mid-Atlantic squad waiting to take the field here, they'll be in their black uniforms, the Under Armour jerseys, with the red letters and numbers in the gray pants. The Southeast squad in the light blue jerseys with the dark blue numbers and the white pants. The Southeast squad will be the visiting team. Mid-Atlantic, the home squad. As the managers continue to meet with the umpires this morning, Southeast playing their first game of this World Series. Mid-Atlantic 0-1 with a 5-1 loss to the host team, Harford County, in Friday night's opener. So the mound meeting has concluded, and Mason Keene, the pitcher for Middle Atlantic, will assume the mound and begin his warm-up tosses here in moments, as we are going to get set for baseball here on a fantastic day in Aberdeen, Maryland. Well, fans, remember, you can stream the Cal Ripken World Series from anywhere in the world on your mobile device with the TuneIn app. You can search for SFM Sports Channels 1 and 2, and then listen live to all 44 games of the Cal Ripken World Series on your smartphone or tablet, thanks to Buffalo Wild Wings. So if you can't be near a computer this morning, take us with you on the go. Listen on your mobile device as you travel out and about. So Keene begins his warm-up tosses. And we're going to have baseball here a few minutes late this morning, but we're going to have baseball nonetheless as the squad from West Raleigh, North Carolina will get this one started here momentarily. After a terrific opening night Friday night with some great opening ceremonies, including a world record set, thanks to Big League Chew. Most bubble gums in one single setting. That was set Friday night prior to the opening game. Day three about to get underway here at Seniors Yard as Pritchard throws down to second base. And now Garrett McCraw will step up to the plate. McCraw will bat from the left side. So pitcher-pitcher battle here to get this one started. So glad you're alongside Paul Taylor here and executive producer Steve Clendenin here on SFMSports.net Channel 1. We're ready for baseball. In the box is McCraw. Keene, the left-hander, fires his first pitch, and at 10:07 we're underway. This pitch is fouled off. It's nothing and one on Garrett McCraw. So McCraw will get back in the box. Here's the 0-1, and it's a breaking ball that is going to be taken for a strike. It's nothing and two. The two-strike pitch to Garrett McCraw is on its way. It's another breaking ball. He reaches out and grounds this one back up the middle, fielding it as Velasquez. Long throw and not in time. It's an infield single for Garrett McCraw to start this one. Defensively for Middle Atlantic, out in left. Fenichiaro in center, Casey in right, Hoffman at third, Weglars at short, Velasquez at second, Prezioso at first, Pritchard behind home plate, Pusey the extra hitter, and Keene at the pitcher. So here's the first pitch now to Willardson, and that misses upstairs, 1-0. Leadoff base runner in McCraw here in the top of the first inning on an infield single. Keene sets and fires the next pitch, and this is going to be grounded to third. Up with it is Hoffman. He'll fire over to first, and the throw is high, and out at first base is Willardson as Prezioso got his foot on the bag in time. Advancing to second is McCraw with a 5-3 ground out. It means there's one away for Penn Sealy. So first baseman Penn Sealy comes up here with a runner in scoring position and only one away in the top of the first inning here for West Raleigh. Here's the first pitch, and he will take a breaking ball low. It's 1-0. McCraw leads off of second, just underway here at Cal Seniors Yard. Here's the 1-0 pitch, and this is going to be fouled back out of play. It's 1-1. The Southeast Regional Champions and the Middle Atlantic Champions. Hitting day three of the Cal Ripken World Series started here at Cal Seniors Yard. So here's the 1-1 offering now to Penn Sealy. And this one is going to hit him. So he will advance to first base on a hit by pitch. And now the first two of the first three batters have reached here for West Raleigh. And that'll bring up cleanup hitter and extra hitter Nolan McLean. So Mason Keene and the squad from Bear, Delaware, going to have to get out of a jam here in the first inning. First and second with only one out. Keene will set. Here's the first pitch to McLean, and it's a breaking ball that's going to be grounded to third. Stepping on third is Hoffman. Throw over to first, a 5-3 double play. Gets Middle Atlantic out of the top of the first inning. A terrific play from Hoffman to step on the third base bag to force out McCraw, and then a strong throw over to first gets McLean. What a job there by Hoffman. The Middle Atlantic third baseman will head to the bottom of the first, scoreless here at Cal Seniors Yard. This is the 2014 Cal Ripken World Series from SFMSports.net.
Hi, this is Cal Ripken Jr. Vision is so important. That's why I wear Transitions lenses. Whether I'm on the ball field or at the breakfast table, they automatically adapt to changing light conditions, giving me a clearer, more vibrant view of my world. Be sure to talk to your eye care professional about my preferred eyewear. Ask about the many choices of Transitions lenses, including new Transitions Vantage and Transitions Extra Active lenses, to find out which one best fits your lifestyle.
You already know your Giant Card is a great way to bag real savings on groceries.
But it does so much more, like helping you drive up your fuel savings at the pump.
By using your Giant Card, you'll earn gas rewards with every dollar you spend, every time you shop.
So the more you buy, the more you save.
You'll save 10 cents per gallon for every 100 points you earn.
Then just redeem your points at any participating Giant or Shell gas station. It's that easy.
Gas rewards, fueled by Giant and Shell.
This is the 2014 Cal Ripken World Series from SFMSports.net.
Welcome back to Cal Seniors Yard here in Aberdeen, Maryland, as Middle Atlantic gets set to battle in the bottom of the first inning against the Southeast squad. Southeast had runners on first and second and only one out, but a ground ball to the third baseman Hoffman as Jacob Hoffman, who will now bat third in the bottom of the first, stepped on third base and with a strong throw over to first, a 5-3 double play, gets Bear Delaware out of the top of the first inning on a terrific defensive play. So we'll have to star that one. And we'll see how that one comes into play as the game moves along. We're scoreless going to the bottom of the first as Garrett McCraw concludes his warm-up tosses. He will face J.J. Weglers, Mason Keene, and Jacob Hoffman here in the bottom of the first inning. So Weglers steps up to the plate. A quick meeting at the mound with the Southeast infield. And now we're ready for the bottom of the first inning. Middle Atlantic has the day off tomorrow. They will not play again until 12:30 on Tuesday. And the first pitch to Weglers misses upstairs. It's 1-0. Nice size crowd on hand here for this 10 a.m. game. The 1-0 is on the outside corner. It's 1-1. Good fastball there from McCraw. Here's the 1-1 offering to J.J. Weglers, and he will ground this one left side, and a diving stop from Willitson. From his knees, he throws over to first, not in time. The ball gets by Seeley, but Weglers will be safe at first base on an infield single, and a nice diving stop there from Willitson. And a nice effort and a good strong throw, but Weglers beat it out. Defensively for Southeast, Gallimore in left, Moreno in center, DeFranco in right. Holgis at third, Willitson at short, Akulia Singham at second, Seeley at first. Rhodes behind home plate, McLean the extra hitter, and McCraw the starting pitcher. As the right-hander sets and fires his first pitch to Mason Keene, it is a fastball on the outside corner. It's nothing and one. So Weglers on first base, each team with an infield single to lead things off here in the first inning. As the 0-1, and Keene shows bunt and bunts it foul. It's now nothing and two. A two-strike count on pitcher Mason Keene. Pitcher-pitcher battle here. The 0-2 is going to be up and away. 1-2. Now they're going to throw behind Weglers at first, and he just gets back in safely. Rhodes with an aggressive throw down there. Seeley with a good tag, but Weglers with a good dive back into the backside of the bag gets back in safely. So it is a 1-2 count now in this pitcher-pitcher battle. As here comes the pitch to Keene. He swings and misses for strike three. So there's now one away here into the Middle Atlantic first inning. Jacob Hoffman, the third baseman, now steps up.
Next up, number 10, Jacob Hoffman.
Hoffman will bat from the right side against the right-hander Garrett McCraw. Southeast had runners on first and second with one out in the top of the first. And a double play ended it. The first pitch to Hoffman here is inside. It's 1-0. J.J. Wegler's on third base after the leadoff infield single. A ball that went deep in the hole at short. Willardson with a nice diving stop to keep it from going into left field. The 1-0 is going to be a chopper to second. Gulia Singman fields. He has one play. He goes over to first. And out at first base is Hoffman as Wegler's reaches second. That one looked like right off the bat it might be a double play. But that one took its time getting to Gulia Singman as he charged that one and only had one play, and it was over at first base. So to bring up Garrett Casey with two outs and a runner at second, the right fielder comes up here for Mid-Atlantic. And that first pitch is in there for a strike, a real good pitch from McCraw. It's nothing and one. And the 0-1 pitch is swung on and missed. It's nothing and two. So a two-strike pitch coming here, and this one is going to be on the outside corner, taken for strike three. So a three-pitch strikeout for McCraw gets his team out of the first inning. We'll head to the second, still scoreless here at Cal Senior's Yard. You're listening to the 2014 Cal Ripken World Series, presented by SFMSports.net.
In a perfect world, every meal would be at Buffalo Wild Wings. But sometimes, you just can't get here. That's why we're bringing some of the best of wings to you with Buffalo Wild Wings Takeout. Now, whether it's for you or you and your whole office, you can bring our hand-spun wings, 16 signature sauces, 5 seasonings, appetizers, burgers, desserts, and more with you. And don't worry, the minute we figure out how to fit our big screens and craft beers on tap into the trunk of your car, we'll let you know.
Take out for any party, any size. Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings, beer, sports.
You're working out. You're sweating. Each foot pounds the pavement as you gasp for air. Do you have what it takes to outperform the competition? Chocolate Milk does. Don't miss your opportunity to kickstart recovery and restore what you lost. Low-fat chocolate milk contains the right mix of carbs and protein, scientifically shown to help refuel muscles to their peak potential. Research suggests milk may help you stay more hydrated after exercise than some commercial sports drinks. Refuel your body and replenish what you lost. Go to DairySpot.com for more information.
Get instant score updates, audio and video content from the Cal Ripken World Series at sfmsports.net. Powered by Buffalo Wild Wings. Click on the Cal Ripken World Series link.
Layton Rhodes will get this top of the second inning started here at Cal Senior's Yard. We're in a scoreless game. Each pitcher allowed one hit into the first inning. Mason Keene also hit a batter in the top of the first inning, but both teams were able to get out of it. Here's the first pitch to Rhodes, and it is a breaking ball that misses high. It's 1-0. Teams from all around the United States, as well as the world, have made their way here to Aberdeen. A very special event and happens each and every year. As here's the 1-0, and that misses upstairs. It's now 2-0. 18 teams, 10 from the United States, and 8 international. Made the trip here to Harford County and Aberdeen. As here comes the 2-0 pitch, and this is going to be swung on and missed. A good off-speed pitch from Mason Keene. It's 2-1. International pool includes Canada, Dominican Republic, Japan, and Puerto Rico. Puerto Rico, a new addition this year. As here's the 2-1. This is a breaking ball that's going to be swung on and missed. It's 2-2. Also includes Australia, Mexico, Korea, and New Zealand. New Zealand, the other new addition this year. So here comes the 2-2 pitch to Lane Rhodes. And this is another breaking ball that's going to be grounded to short. Fielding it is Wegler's long throw. And out at first base is Lane Rhodes. What a throw from Wegler's from shallow left field, getting the out at first base. Some unbelievable defense here so far in this one. Well, that might be the most impressive play of the day so far of all the ones that we've seen here in the first inning plus. What a throw. So that'll bring up Carter Holgis. And the first pitch is low, 1-0. One out, top of the second inning. As here comes the 1-0 pitch to Holjus. Keen sets and fires. This is going to be a breaking ball that is going to be swung on and missed. It's 1-1. Good breaking ball at the knees from Keen. The 1-1 offering to the Southeast third baseman is swung on and missed. It's 1-2. So Keen, after throwing two balls to start off the inning, has come back with five straight strikes. And now we'll fire a 1-2 pitch here. And another breaking ball that is waved at and missed for strike three. And is Keen's first strikeout of the morning. And that'll bring up Jake DeFranco with two outs and nobody on. So DeFranco steps in for the first time today. And here's the first pitch from Keen. And he swings and misses. Nothing in one. Another good fastball there from Keen. DeFranco back in the box. The one strike pitch to the right fielder is on its way. And this is going to be a chopped foul down the third baseline. It's now nothing in two. Keen working very, very efficiently here since those two straight balls to start the outing, or start the inning, rather. As here comes the two-strike pitch to DeFranco. That's going to miss outside. And that snaps a streak of eight straight strikes. And now Keen will fire a 1-2 pitch. And this is going to be swung on and missed for strike three. So a ground out and two strikeouts in the top of the second sends this game to the bottom of the second. Still scoreless here in Aberdeen. This is the 2014 Cal Ripken World Series from SFMSports.net.
Stop taking selfies and do something useful with your smartphone.
First, let me take a selfie.
Get the TuneIn app and listen to any SFMSports.net broadcast from anywhere in the world. Yes, even there. The TuneIn app gets you instant access to our live streams and on-demand content. And did I mention, it's free. That's right. Download it today at the App Store or on Google Play and take SFMSports.net with you anywhere. But please stop taking me to the bathroom. I'm tired of that.
Green light. Hey, girl. School zone. I'm getting hungry. Car changing lanes. You want to meet me for pizza? Stop sign. Intersection clear. Yeah, street. Pizza sounds good. Ball in street? Girl in street!
It's hard to concentrate on two things at once, like texting and driving. Stop the text. Stop the wrecks. How will you stop texting and driving? Tell us at StopTextStopWrecks.org. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
The Cal Ripken World Series comes to a close with Championship Weekend. Coverage starts with the U.S. Championship Friday at 5 p.m. Eastern. Get the full schedule at sfmsports.net.
Welcome back to Cal Senior's Yard in Aberdeen, Maryland for the bottom of the second inning. Noah Finichiaro will lead things off for the Middle Atlantic champions from Bear, Delaware. So we play here at Cal Senior's Yard, an all-turf field modeled after Camden Yards, the home of the Baltimore Orioles, and located just about 40 minutes down I-95. The other field, Nationals Field, is just over the center field fence. As here comes the pitch to Finichiaro, and he takes it high, 1-0. The 1-0 pitch is going to be swung on and missed. A good fastball. It's 1-1. Well, Mason Keen had a real good second inning. See if Garrett McCraw can have the same. As here's the 1-1, and it's going to hit Finichiaro. And he is going to take first base, albeit the painful way. It was a fastball that ran in. Finichiaro holding his right arm above his head. Now they're going to look at his elbow. As Dominic Velazquez will come up here with a runner on first base and nobody out. Well, some other events to look forward to. Tuesday, the International Dance Extravaganza follows the Mexico-Korea game here at Cal Senior's Yard. And then Thursday, the International and U.S. semifinal games. Friday, the awards ceremony after the international championship game as Finocchiaro gets a nice hand as he heads to first base. Saturday, a blood drive all day here at Cal Seniors Yard, 8:30 to 5. And then the championship game Saturday night at 8 o'clock. So a big week here in Aberdeen. As Dominic Velazquez will come up now with a runner on first base and nobody out in the bottom of the second inning. So McCraw will throw over to first, and Finocchiaro will dive back in safely. Eight games on the schedule today is the first pitch now to Velazquez. He swings through it. It's nothing and one. Two at 10, two at 12:30, two at 3, and then the nightcaps, 5:30 and 8, both over here at Seniors Yard. So here comes the one strike pitch to Velazquez, the second baseman from Middle Atlantic, and he swings and misses for strike two. Scoreless game in the bottom of the second inning. Each team with one hit and one hit batter. As here comes the two-strike pitch to Velazquez. This is going to be grounded underneath the glove of McCraw to second for one. Kulia Singman steps on the bag, throws on to first to get the double play. What a play by Kulia Singman. As he fielded that one as it went underneath McCraw's glove. And he stepped on the bag, beating Finocchiaro to the bag at second, and then threw on to first to get Velazquez. A terrific 4-3 double play. We've seen some really nice defense to start this one, and what a play there. Here's the first pitch to Sean Hout, and he takes it for a strike. It's nothing and one. So Finocchiaro hit by a pitch, the ground ball from Velazquez up the middle. Kula Singham fields it, steps on second base, and threw on to first, as this one is going to be chopped to third. Fielding it is Holgis. Long throw, and safe at first base is Hout. Close play there, ruled safe. A nice job by Holgis, as that'll be an infield single. Hout moving down the line and beat out the throw just barely. Nice play there by Holgis, though, to make that one close, as that one looked like it was going to be an easy infield single, and Hout closed quickly and with a nice strong throw made it a close play at first base. So to bring up Zach Pritchard. Pritchard comes up here with two outs and a runner on first. Here's the first pitch that he sees. He swings and misses. It's nothing and one. Two outs, bottom of the second inning. We play six here at Cal Seniors Yard. It's Pritchard, the catcher for the Middle Atlantic champion, sends this one down the left field line. That is hooking and foul. Cal Seniors Yard, the crown jewel of the complex here in Aberdeen, with the hotel beyond the right field wall made to look like the warehouse at Camden Yards. The 0-2 pitch is just high. It's 1-2. Good pitch from McCraw, but it is a 1-2 count now on Pritchard. Runner on first base is Hout with two outs here in the bottom of the second inning of a scoreless game. The 1-2 pitch, rather, is served down the left field line, and that is going to go foul. So we'll have another 1-2 pitch. Both teams flashing some serious leather in this game so far. It has been a great game defensively. Several defensive plays, a double play in the first inning, a double play in the second inning. Ton of great plays. The 1-2 is a breaking ball on the outside corner, taken for strike three. McCraw gets his third strikeout, and it sends this game to the third inning. Still scoreless here in Aberdeen. This is the 2014 Cal Ripken World Series from SFMSports.net.
Cool off today with Mini Melts Ice Cream. Find Mini Melts on the third base concourse, or look for one of our Ripken team members selling Mini Melts in your section. Mini Melts Ice Cream. Taste it. Love it.
Monsoon Sports, official corporate partner of Ripken Baseball, is the exclusive supplier of the Ripken Titanium Necklace. Stop by their booth on site at the Ripken Complex for weekly specials and great deals on Monsoon Sport necklaces, including limited edition tournament-specific necklaces to commemorate your event.
Are you going to kill someone tonight? Drunk drivers do every night. Maryland law enforcement agencies are stopping drunk drivers in your community with sobriety checkpoints and intense patrols. It's Checkpoint Strike Force. So drive sober and always wear your seatbelt. Drunk driving, over the limit, under arrest. Visit CheckpointStrikeForce.net for more information.
Sponsored by the Maryland State Highway Administration and this station.
This is the 2014 Cal Ripken World Series from SFMSports.net.
Welcome back to Aberdeen, Maryland, as we've reached the top of the third inning here at Cal Senior's Yard. Still scoreless, and what a game this has been so far. A couple of double plays, some terrific, terrific defense, some good pitching. Each pitcher with a couple of strikeouts, and McCraw with three, Keene with two, and both of those came in the last inning. As for Southeast here in the third inning, it'll be the bottom of their lineup, Colby Gallimore, Sam Kula Singham, and Cohen Moreno. So Kula Singham will bat second. He made that double play in the bottom of the second, turning that one after it went underneath the glove of his pitcher, Garrett McCraw. So here comes Gallimore, the left fielder. He'll lead things off here in the top of the third. The first pitch from Keene is swung on and missed. It's nothing and one. Each team has registered at least one hit. One so far for Southeast, two for Middle Atlantic. Well, here's the 0-1. It's a breaking ball that's going to be chopped to second. Fielding it is Velazquez, a throw over to first. And Gallimore retired 4-3 for the first out in the third inning. So that'll bring up Kula Singham. Kula Singham wearing number 6. Steps up here for his first at-bat of this Ripken World Series. Well, as he takes the first pitch up and away, it's 1-0. Keene does some work on the mound and now gets back on the rubber. The 1-0 pitch to Kula Singham is outside. It's 2-0. Keene continuing to do some work there with the landing spot. Now we'll fire the 2-0 pitch. This is going to be swung on and missed. A good pitch there from Keene, and it's 2-1. Cohen Moreno on deck. Here's the 2-1 and a breaking ball that is taken for strike two on the outside corner. Real good pitch there for Mason Keene. Now Kula Singham gets back in the box awaiting a 2-2 pitch. Mason Keene fires, and this is going to be a fastball swung on and foul tipped into the mitt of Pritchard for strike three. And that is the third strikeout for Mason Keene. And there's now two away for Cohen Moreno. So Moreno batting here in the top of the third inning. So here's the first pitch to Moreno, and he grounds this one foul down the left field line. It's nothing and one. So Houghton has to go into the corner and pick it up. But it will be a one strike pitch coming to Moreno here in moments. And here's the 0-1. And this is a breaking ball that's going to be grounded foul once again down the left field line. Moreno just missing a couple of base hits here. And so here comes a two-strike pitch now with two outs. Keene fires, and this is going to be swung on and missed for strike three. Four strikeouts now for Mason Keene, and we'll send this one to the bottom of the third. We're still scoreless here at Cal Senior's Yard. This is the 2014 Cal Ripken World Series from SFMSports.net.
Get instant updates from the Cal Ripken World Series in the palm of your hand with Scoreboard Mobile from SFMSports.net. Listen to all 44 games, get instant score updates, and check out audio and video content. Just go to SFMSports.net and scan the QR code to download the Scoreboard Mobile app, powered by Buffalo Wild Wings.
Is breakfast really the most important meal of the day? At Buffalo Wild Wings, we think a case can be made for lunch. Think about it. Award-winning hand-spun wings in 16 signature sauces and 5 seasonings, buffalitos, wraps, burgers, and salads. Yeah, we're thinking that's a pretty good argument. Now throw in the fact that we've got over 50 big screens to watch all the sports you'll ever want. It's officially a no-brainer. So next time, make lunch your game-winning meal.
Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings, beer, sports.
You're listening to exclusive coverage of the Cal Ripken World Series from SFMSports.net.
Bottom of the third inning here at Cal Seniors Yard. We're still scoreless on SFMSports.net. What a game this has been. So, McCraw finishes up his warm-up tosses here for the third inning. And it will be Derek Pusey, David Pruzioso, and the top of the lineup and J.J. Weglers do up here for the squad from Mid-Atlantic and Bear, Delaware. Pusey, the extra hitter. Pruzioso, the first baseman. And the first pitch to Pusey is down and away, 1-0. Mid-Atlantic with a hit to lead off the first inning and an infield single last inning. They've also had Finocchiaro hit by a pitch. Those are the three base runners so far, as the 1-0 pitch is low. It's now 2-0. The 2-0 pitch to Derek Pusey is going to be high for ball three. As Pusey steps back in the box, the 3-0 pitch is going to miss high and tight for ball four. That's the first time that Middle Atlantic has walked this morning. And that's the first walk of the game here as we hit the bottom of the third inning. So that will bring up David Pruzioso. Pruzioso will have to wait as McCraw throws over to first base, but Pusey back in plenty of time. McCraw sets once more and now delivers home, and this first pitch is going to miss high and tight. It's 1-0. With Pusey leading off at first, the 1-0 pitch is going to be on the outside corner. Good fastball. As Pruzioso showed bunt and pulled back, it's now 1-1 on the Middle Atlantic's first baseman. Top of the lineup, Weglers due up next. Throw over to first, and back in time is Pusey. Another throw over, and Pusey again back in time. So McCraw very concerned over there with Pusey after allowing the leadoff walk. He has a 1-1 count on Pruzioso here. And Pruzioso shows bunt and bunts it, but it's foul down the third baseline. So it's now 1-2. Good job there by Rhodes, the catcher. He hopped up and picked it up in foul territory. Made sure that it didn't roll back in fair territory and cause trouble for the Southeast squad. So now it's a 1-2 count on Pruzioso. Scoreless game, bottom of the third inning with a runner on first base. The 1-2 is going to be a check swing, and they will appeal down to first, and no. No swing for Pruzioso, so he stays alive. It's now 2-2. Another throw over to first, and Pusey will get back in safely. J.J. Wegler's on deck as this one's going to be popped into shallow right. Out is the first baseman, Seeley, who backs up and makes the catch for the first out of the inning. Nice job by Seeley, the first baseman, after holding a Pusey on the bag. Backed up and in shallow right field made the catch for the first out in the bottom of the third inning. So J.J. Weglers now steps up to the plate. Batting from the left side against the righty McCraw, who fires his first pitch, and that is on the outside corner. It's nothing and one. Second full day of action here at the Ripken World Series. As a throw over to first, and again, Pusey back in plenty of time. Here comes the 0-1 pitch to Weglers, and that's going to miss inside. It's 1-1. Pusey again takes a lead off of first. And the throw over, and he's back in time once again. The pitch, and this is going to be grounded softly to second. Fielding it is Kula Sigmund, and he throws on to first to get the out. There's now two away, but Pusey is at second base. So that'll bring up Mason Keene, the pitcher. Keene struck out his first time up. So he comes up here with a runner in scoring position. The first pitch will have to wait as McCraw lifts his leg up and then spins around and watches Pusey go back to second base. Now the first pitch to Keene is on its way, and he fouls this one off into the screen. It's nothing and one. So it's an 0-1 count on Keene, the pitcher. And the 0-1 pitch is going to miss upstairs. Pusey well off of the bag there at second base. And Rhodes, the catcher, got up and went like he was going to throw behind him. But Pusey back in time with no throw. So it's a 1-1 count on Mason Keene. Here's the pitch. That's going to miss up and away. It's 2-1. So Pusey leads off of second after the leadoff walk. He advanced to second on the Weglers' ground out. As here's the 2-1 pitch to Keene. He swings and misses at a fastball on the outside corner. It's now 2-2. A game going on over at Nationals between Danbury, Connecticut, and Little Rock, Arkansas. They're in the top of the third over there. Danbury leading 1-0. So here's the 2-2 pitch to Mason Keene. He fouls this one off into the screen to stay alive. It's a good battle going on here. It's Keene trying to get a base hit somewhere, trying to give his team the lead. McCraw trying to get out of the inning and get this game to the fourth, still scoreless. 2-2 count with two down. Pitcher battle here. The pitch to Keene. He fouls this one back and onto the roof of the stadium. That's still 2-2. So Keene fouling off several pitches here, staying alive. Jacob Hoffman on deck if Keene can reach. The 2-2 offering is going to be grounded and back to short. Willitson fields the throws on to first, and not in time. It's an infield single. Keene beats out the throw. So now it's first and third for Jacob Hoffman. A very close play at first base. Keene just beat the throw. Willitson charged that one. That one was hit just softly enough, though, that Keene was able to scamper down the line. An excellent play from Willitson. But good hustle from Keene beats the good throw. So now with two away, Pusey on third, Keene on first. And we have our first base runner at third base this morning. So here comes the first pitch to Hoffman. He will take it for a strike. It's nothing and one. Hoffman grounded out to second for the second out of the first inning. Scoreless game in the bottom of the third. Middle Atlantic threatening here. The throw over to first and out at first base. They pick Mason Keene off of first. McCraw gets out of the jam by picking off Keene at first base. We'll head to the fourth. We're still scoreless here in Aberdeen. You're listening to the 2014 Cal Ripken World Series from SFMSports.net.
You already know your Giant Card is a great way to bag real savings on groceries.
But it does so much more, like helping you drive up your fuel savings at the pump.
By using your Giant Card, you'll earn gas rewards with every dollar you spend, every time you shop.
So the more you buy, the more you save.
You'll save 10 cents per gallon for every 100 points you earn.
Then just redeem your points at any participating Giant or Shell gas station. It's that easy.
Gas rewards, fueled by Giant and Shell.
Hi, this is Cal Ripken Jr. Vision is so important. That's why I wear Transitions lenses. Whether I'm on the ball field or at the breakfast table, they automatically adapt to changing light conditions, giving me a clearer, more vibrant view of my world. Be sure to talk to your eye care professional about my preferred eyewear. Ask about the many choices of Transitions lenses, including new Transitions Vantage and Transitions Extra Active lenses, to find out which one best fits your lifestyle.
This is the 2014 Cal Ripken World Series from SFMSports.net.
Welcome back to Cal Senior's Yard. Couple of changes here for Middle Atlantic. As we will wait on those. Scoreless game still in the top of the fourth inning and some great defensive plays have marked this one, including the pickoff to end the third inning with runners on first and third and two outs. So we'll get those changes to you as soon as we get them. They're still radioing them up here to the booth. Keene still on the mound, though, for Middle Atlantic. As it will be the top of the lineup, Garrett McCraw, to lead things off. So McCraw, after picking off Keene to end the third inning, will now get a chance to bat against Keene here to lead off the fourth. Here's the first pitch to McCraw, and he takes it low, 1-0. So McCraw steps back in the box, ahead here, 1-0. There's the pitch, and McCraw reaches out and grounds this one back up the middle. Velasquez fields, throws on to first, and in time for the out. A real nice play there from Velasquez. And there's one away here in the top of the fourth inning. So that'll bring up Matt Willardson. Willardson grounded out to third in his first at-bat, the first out of the game. And this one is going to be taken for a strike, a fastball right there at the knees. It's nothing and one. There's the 0-1, and it's a breaking ball right there for strike two. A beautiful pitch from one Mason Keene. On the 0-2 is a fastball. He's going to reach out and serve this one into right field. It's down for a base hit. Casey will field it. No, it gets underneath his glove and goes all the way to the wall. Willardson heading into second. And Willardson will have himself a base hit. And now we're going to have time called as the Middle Atlantic manager, Thomas Pritchard, will go out and have a chat with his pitcher. And then just a quick chat. As now the Southeast squad has a runner at second base with only one out. So Willardson at second base. Penn Seeley now, who was hit by a pitch in his first plate appearance, comes up here with a runner in scoring position. And he takes a ball, 1-0. The 1-0 pitch is going to miss inside. It's 2-0. Seeley did not advance past first base in that first inning. As Nolan McClain, the on-deck batter here in this fourth inning, grounded into a 5-3 inning-ending double play. Here's the 2-0 pitch, and that is going to be grounded to short. This will get the runner over to third. Here's the throw on to first in time for the out. But Willardson now gets over to third base here with two outs and Nolan McLean up at the plate. So McLean steps up as the extra hitter here. And the first pitch that he sees is low, 1-0. Some of the defensive changes for Middle Atlantic. And as this pitch is going to miss downstairs, it's 2-0. Justin Blunt comes in as the third baseman. Hoffman moves behind home plate. Trevor Coleman moves into left field. As here's the 2-0, and this is going to be a big swing and a miss. It's 2-1 on McLean. Pusey moves in to the game defensively at second base. And Hout is now the extra hitter. And the 2-1 misses inside. It's 3-1. So Hoffman behind home plate. Coleman to left field. Hout the extra hitter. Blunt to third base. And Pusey, the second baseman, is here's the 3-1. And it is a breaking ball just low. And it's ball four. Real good pitch there from Keene, but it missed just low. And now Southeast has runners on first and third with two outs. So just like Middle Atlantic had in the bottom of the third inning, so Southeast has in the top of the fourth. And we have a pinch hitter here for Southeast as Paul Ryder is going to bat here. Here in the fourth inning. And the pitch to Ryder is going to be popped up right side, and that will get out of play. So Ryder comes on here, was not in the starting lineup, but free substitutions here at the Ripken World Series. And so he gets his first chance here, and it's what an opportunity it is, a chance to give his team the lead with a base hit. The 0-1 to Ryder, Keenan picks his foot up and fires over to first. The tag on McLean, not in time. Two down, top of the fourth inning, 2-1 for Southeast. Keene, the left-hander for Mid-Atlantic, sets. He delivers, and this one is going to get by the catcher, Hoffman. Here comes the runner home, Willard. Willardson scores. It's 1-0 in favor of Southeast. And now McLean gets down to second on the wild pitch. So Willardson scores on the wild pitch, and it is 1-0 in favor of Southeast. McLean at second. Ryder still with a 1-1 count. Here's the 1-1, and that is going to just miss down and in. It's now 2-1. Keene steps off, and we'll call time. So now they're going to look at the baseball. And everybody will reset. Southeast cracks the scoreboard first on a wild pitch here in the top of the fourth inning. One has been an excellent game so far this morning. The 2-1 offering to Ryder. He will take that one for strike two. Good pitch on the outside corner at the knees. And now it is a 2-2 count with two down. Keene sets. The left-hander delivers the 2-2 pitch, and that's going to miss inside. It's now a full count on Paul Ryder. McLean at second base with two outs. A payoff pitch coming here to Paul Ryder. And that is going to be taken for strike three. But Southeast cracks the scoreboard first. They get a run on a single, a walk, and a wild pitch. We will head it to the bottom of the fourth. Southeast 1, Mid-Atlantic nothing. This is the 2014 Cal Ripken World Series on sfmsports.net.
Every golfer wants to play better golf. Whether it's fixing a slice off the tee or learning how to accurately read a green, there's always room to make your game just a little bit stronger. The key to better golf is the best instruction, and Golf Digest is the only place you can learn from the game's hottest pros. Ernie Els, Phil Mickelson, Tiger Woods, and many more. Subscribe today, and for just $14.97, you'll get 12 issues of Golf Digest with easy-to-follow tips and techniques, reviews of top equipment, information on the best places to play, even our quick reference pocket tips in every issue. Order Golf Digest now, and we'll send you a DVD featuring renowned instructor Jim McClain. It's absolutely free with your paid subscription. Learn Jim's favorite drills to help isolate your problem areas and practice plans that will help fine-tune your game. Subscribe to Golf Digest today for this limited-time DVD offer. Call 800-248-5568. That's 800-248-5568 to get your subscription to Golf Digest. 800-248-5568.
Take the Cal Ripken World Series with you. Listen on your phone on the TuneIn app. Search SFM Sports Channel 1 and 2. This is the Cal Ripken World Series from SFMSports.net.
Welcome back to Cal Senior's Yard. 1-0 Southeast as we head to the bottom of the fourth inning. Approaching 11 a.m. here in Aberdeen. So glad you're alongside with executive producer Steve Clinton, and I'm Paul Taylor. As Mid-Atlantic will bat here in the bottom of the fourth. It'll be Jacob Hoffman leading things off. As Paul Ryder stays in the game as the right fielder now. As here comes the first pitch to Hoffman, and that is going to be taken for a strike on the inside corner. It's nothing and one. The 0-1 pitch from McCraw is going to be on the outside corner for strike two. Real good fastball. And it's now nothing and two quickly on Jacob Hoffman. The 0-2 to Hoffman is going to be dribbled down the first baseline. Seeley picks it up and steps on the first base bag for the first out of the inning. So a three unassisted starts this one off in the bottom of the fourth. There's one away for Garrett Casey. Casey struck out looking to end the first inning. And he takes a first pitch fastball downstairs. It's 1-0. So 1-0 pitch coming here with one out in the bottom of the fourth inning. So here's the next pitch to Casey, and that's going to miss upstairs. It's 2-0. The 2-0 pitch is on the outside corner. It's now 2-1. Finichiaro on deck for Mid-Atlantic. And here's the 2-1, and that's going to miss upstairs. 3-1. So Casey here ahead in the count, 3-1, with his team trailing 1-0 here in the bottom of the fourth inning as McCraw sets and fires, and that's going to miss low for ball four. So for the second straight inning, Middle Atlantic gets a walk. And this time it's with one out. And Finichiaro will step up to the plate. And the first pitch to Finichiaro is down and away. It's 1-0. And that is swung on and missed. It's 1-1. Couple of defensive changes for West Raleigh. Hole just moves into left field, Ryder and right. Throw over to first, and Casey back in plenty of time. So Hole just was the third baseman, and he moves to left field. Still waiting to see who the third baseman is. This here's the 1-1, and it's swung on and missed. Throw down to first, and again, Casey back in. And that was a lot closer than I think he thought it was going to be, as the tag arrived just after his foot got back on the bag. Now another throw over to first. Here's the 1-2 pitch from McCraw. And this is going to be popped up and hit just to our right. And it'll stay alive at 1-2. Finichiaro back in the box. A 1-2 count with one down. Here's the pitch. He swings and misses. No, he fouls it off. I beg your pardon. Just got a piece of it to stay alive. 11 o'clock here in Aberdeen. 1-0 in favor of a Southeast. The squad from West Raleigh, North Carolina, scoring a run on a wild pitch in the top of the fourth. One out here in the Middle Atlantic, bottom of the fourth. This here's the pitch. 1-2 swung on and missed for strike three. McCraw gets another strikeout. And there's now two away. It's his fourth strikeout of the day. And that'll bring up Dominic Velazquez. So Velazquez steps up to the plate. I beg your pardon. This is going to be number 13, Trevor Coleman. Well, the first pitch to Coleman misses down and away. Gets by the catcher, and it's going to allow Casey to get to second base. So Coleman will bat here in the fourth inning. Out on deck. Well, here comes the 1-0. And that's going to be on the outside corner for strike one. 1-1. So Middle Atlantic threatening here with two outs. And a 1-1 count on Trevor Coleman. Here's the pitch. Coleman will swing and pop this one up behind first base. Seeley back and will make the catch in foul territory for the final out of the inning. So a walk, a wild pitch, and a man left. We'll head to the fifth. Southeast up 1-0 on Mid-Atlantic. This is the 2014 Cal Ripken World Series presented by SFMSports.net.
In a perfect world, every meal would be at Buffalo Wild Wings. But sometimes you just can't get here. That's why we're bringing some of the best of wings to you with Buffalo Wild Wings Takeout. Now, whether it's for you or you and your whole office, you can bring our hand-spun wings, 16 signature sauces, 5 seasonings, appetizers, burgers, desserts, and more with you. And don't worry, the minute we figure out how to fit our big screens and craft beers on tap into the trunk of your car, we'll let you know.
Take out for any party, any size. Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings, beer, sports.
Green light. Hey girl, school zone. I'm getting hungry. Car changing lanes. You want to meet me for pizza? Stop sign. Intersection clear. Yeah, street. Pizza sounds good. Ball in street? Girl in street!
It's hard to concentrate on two things at once, like texting and driving. Stop the text, stop the wrecks. How will you stop texting and driving? Tell us at StopTextStopWrecks.org. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
You're listening to exclusive coverage of the Cal Ripken World Series from SFMSports.net.
Welcome back to Cal Senior's Yard as we head to the fifth inning with Southeast on top 1-0. As Mason Keene back out for his fifth inning of work. Leading off will be Carter Holges. Holges struck out swinging in the second inning. He was the first Keene strikeout victim. So he leads things off here in the fifth. Here's the first pitch from Mason Keene. And that is going to be popped up. Keene standing on the mound and now watches as his shortstop comes in and makes the catch. Weglers came in. And the F6 retires Holges on one pitch. So that'll bring up Jake DeFranco. DeFranco struck out swinging in his first at-bat. As here's the first pitch to DeFranco. He swings and misses. It's nothing and one. We're in the top of the fifth inning here at Cal Senior's Yard. And this one is swung on and missed, a breaking ball. And it's now nothing and two. They're in the top of the fourth over at Nationals. Little Rock, Arkansas on top of Danbury, Connecticut, 2-1. The 0-2 pitch is cued foul into the screen. And DeFranco stays alive at nothing and two. On deck is Zach Miller. And the 0-2 pitch just misses down and away. It's now 1-2. So Miller will hit here for Gallimore. And the 1-2 pitch misses down and away. It's now 2-2 to Franco, with it takes a couple of pitches and gets the count even. 1-0 Southeast, top of the fifth inning. The 2-2 pitch is going to be grounded foul. And DeFranco again stays alive at 2-2. It's a real good at bat here from DeFranco. As Keen gets back on the mound, ready to go once again. The 2-2 pitch is going to be taken low, and it's now a full count. The payoff pitch with one down to DeFranco is on its way, and this is going to be popped foul down the right field line and out of play. So DeFranco with another nice at-bat here, staying alive on several pitches here. As you'll see, a second payoff pitch from Mason Keene, the left-hander delivers. And this is going to be fouled off into the screen. So a couple of foul balls. DeFranco was down quickly, 0-2. Took a close pitch for a ball and then took two straight balls that were well out of the strike zone. And now awaits a third payoff pitch here from Keene, and he drills this one back up the middle, and a diving catch from the center fielder for Middle Atlantic to rob DeFranco of a base hit, and there's now two away. Finocchiaro with a nice diving catch there. And there's two away for Zach Miller. So Zach Miller comes up. Colby Gallimore batted in this spot in the third, and then Gallimore grounded out 4-3 as here's the first pitch to Miller. It is a terrific breaking ball. It's 0-1. The 0-1 pitch is going to be on the outside corner for strike two. Seen two terrific pitchers doing battle today. Mason Keene from Mid-Atlantic and Garrett McCraw for Southeast as Keene delivers a breaking ball at the 0-2 pitch. It misses outside. It's 1-2. The one wild pitch from Keene allowed a Southeast run to score as the 1-2 pitch misses down and in. It's 2-2. Two outs, top of the fifth inning. The 2-2 pitch from Mason Keene is going to be fouled off into the screen. It's now 2-2. It'll stay, rather, at 2-2. 12:30 game to follow here, New Zealand and Mexico. Korea and Puerto Rico over at Nationals. The 2-2 once again swung on and missed for strike three. That is now six strikeouts, rather, for Mason Keene, and it sends this game to the bottom of the fifth. 1-0, Southeast still in front. This is the 2014 Cal Ripken World Series from SFMSports.net.
You already know your Giant Card is a great way to bag real savings on groceries.
But it does so much more, like helping you drive up your fuel savings at the pump.
By using your Giant Card, you'll earn gas rewards with every dollar you spend, every time you shop.
So the more you buy, the more you save.
You'll save 10 cents per gallon for every 100 points you earn.
Then just redeem your points at any participating Giant or Shell gas station. It's that easy.
Gas rewards, fueled by Giant and Shell.
Cool off today with Mini Melts Ice Cream. Find Mini Melts on the third base concourse or look for one of our Ripken team members selling Mini Melts in your section. Mini Melts Ice Cream. Taste it, love it.
Monsoon Sports, official corporate partner of Ripken Baseball, is the exclusive supplier of the Ripken Titanium Necklace. Stop by their booth on site at the Ripken Complex for weekly specials and great deals on Monsoon Sport necklaces, including limited edition tournament-specific necklaces to commemorate your event.
This is the 2014 Cal Ripken World Series from SFMSports.net.
Welcome back to Cal Senior's Yard. As in the bottom of the fifth inning, the Middle Atlantic squad will come up here down 1-0. Sean Hout will come out and lead things off. Hout with an infield single in the second inning, and we're stranded at first. As Hout digs in, here's the first pitch from Garrett McCraw. And that is going to miss upstairs. It's 1-0. Standing on deck is number 6, Justin Blunt. So here comes the 1-0 pitch. And that's going to be taken for a strike. It's 1-1. Bottom of the fifth, Southeast enjoying a 1-0 lead as Hout sends this one to short, but it is caught by Willardson. And there's now one away here in the fifth inning. Nice job by Willardson there. Ranged back. Made the two-handed catch. There's one away now for Justin Blunt. Blunt batting in place of Zach Pritchard here. Pritchard in this spot struck out looking to end the second inning. Here's the first pitch to Blunt, and it is on the outside corner. It's 0-1. 1-0 Southeast. Here's the 0-1, and that's going to miss upstairs. It's now 1-1. The 1-1 offering with one down to Justin Blunt misses up and away. It's now 2-1. Derek Pusey on deck as Justin Blunt awaits a 2-1 pitch. And Blunt will take that one downstairs. It is now 3-1. Two walks surrendered by McCraw. He's in danger of surrendering his third walk here, as he has a 3-1 count. And he'll deliver to Justin Blunt. And that is going to be swung on and missed. A good fastball. It's now 3-2, a full count. So a payoff pitch coming here with one down. McCraw delivers. And that is going to be swung on and missed for strike three. So McCraw battles back and earns his fifth strikeout of the day. And that'll bring up Derek Pusey. Pusey walked and advanced to third and was standing on third in the bottom of the third inning when Mason Keene was picked off of first base to end the inning. And then in the top of the fourth is when the Southeast squad grabbed their 1-0 lead, as this one is going to be popped up down the right field line. Ryder over in foul territory is Seeley. And he dropped it in foul territory up against the wall. So it'll be a long strike for Pusey. It's 0-1. Good effort there from Seeley. His back was to home plate, trying to make that catch. So it's an 0-1 count on the extra hitter, Derek Pusey. As McCraw now fires the 0-1, and that is going to be a fastball on the inside corner for strike two. But remember, fans, the world has come to Aberdeen to play. Now you can follow all the action with sfmsports.net on social media. We'll have a score and schedule updates, video and audio content, interviews and fun facts from Aberdeen as the 0-2 pitch misses high. It's 1-2. Follow us on Facebook and Twitter. Twitter is at sfmsportsnet and sfmsports.net. And just search for Facebook and like us there. The 1-2 is going to be grounded to right side. Fielding it is Seeley. And he will take it to the bag himself. 1-2-3 goes Middle Atlantic in the bottom of the fifth. We'll head to the sixth inning with the score Southeast 1, Middle Atlantic nothing. This is the 2014 Cal Ripken World Series from sfmsports.net.
Stop taking selfies and do something useful with your smartphone.
First, let me take a selfie.
Get the TuneIn app and listen to any SFMSports.net broadcast from anywhere in the world. Yes, even there. The TuneIn app gets you instant access to our live streams and on-demand content. And did I mention, it's free. That's right. Download it today at the App Store or on Google Play and take sfmsports.net with you anywhere. But please stop taking me to the bathroom. I'm tired of that.
You're working out. You're sweating. Each foot pounds the pavement as you gasp for air. Do you have what it takes to outperform the competition? Chocolate Milk does. Don't miss your opportunity to kickstart recovery and restore what you lost. Low-fat chocolate milk contains the right mix of carbs and protein, scientifically shown to help refuel muscles to their peak potential. Research suggests milk may help you stay more hydrated after exercise than some commercial sports drinks. Refuel your body and replenish what you lost. Go to DairySpot.com for more information.
You're listening to exclusive coverage of the Cal Ripken World Series from SFMSports.net.
Welcome back to Cal Senior's Yard, top of the sixth and final scheduled inning. As Mason Keene back out for more work here, he has pitched a gem. Unfortunately for him, he's allowed two hits and a wild pitch, and the run is scored on the wild pitch as his team is down 1-0. Southeast has played a real nice game so far. They're ahead 1-0. As here comes Sam Kulasingham. First pitch to Kulasingham, misses inside. It's 1-0. Kulasingham struck out swinging in his first at-bat. Here comes the 1-0 pitch from Keene. And this is going to be fouled off into the screen. It's 1-1. Keene will get a fresh baseball as Kulasingham will step back into the box. The 1-1 pitch is going to be chop foul in front of the Southeast dugout. It's now 1-2. Top of the sixth inning. The 1-2 is going to be popped foul and out of play right side. And Kulasingham will stay alive at 1-2. So Keene will fire another 1-2 pitch, and this is going to be served into right field over his Casey, and he will reach up and make the catch for the first out of the inning. Kulasingham got quite a bit on that one, but Casey was able to track it down in the corner. Casey was playing deep in right field. And there's one away for Cohen Moreno. Moreno, in his first at-bat, struck out swinging to end the third inning. So he will come up here trying to get a rally started for Southeast. First pitch to him, misses upstairs. It's 1-0. A terrific game here at Cal Senior's Yard this morning as here's the 1-0 pitch to Moreno, and he will ground this one softly to second. Pusey with a tough play, double clutches, throws on to first and gets the out. A nice job by Pusey, and there's two away in the top of the sixth inning. So that'll turn the lineup card over for Garrett McGraw. McGraw and Mason Keene have been locked in a pitcher's duel. As McGraw steps in, and that misses down and away, it's 1-0. Top of the sixth inning here in Aberdeen. Southeast on top, 1-0. The 1-0 pitch to McCraw is going to be lifted to center field. Going back is Finocchiaro at the wall. He reaches up and he drops it. McCraw is going to get into second base with a double. A long run for Finocchiaro. And he couldn't come up with it. A nice effort there, but a tough play. And McCraw is on second base with a two-out double. That one had just missed getting out of here. Was left of the 263 sign in center. But now Matt Willardson will come up. Willardson 1-for-2 with a single and scoring the lone run of the game so far as here's the first pitch to Willardson, and it is a breaking ball taken for a strike. It's nothing and one. Willardson singled to right field in the fourth inning, and then the ball got by the right fielder Casey. Willardson advanced to second as this one is going to be popped up in front of home plate. Keene comes off the mound to field. He'll make the catch for the final out of the inning. So a double and a man left will head it to the bottom of the sixth. Last chance for Middle Atlantic. They're down 1-0. This is the 2014 Cal Ripken World Series from SFMSports.net.
Hi, this is Cal Ripken Jr. Vision is so important. That's why I wear Transitions lenses. Whether I'm on the ball field or at the breakfast table, they automatically adapt to changing light conditions, giving me a clearer, more vibrant view of my world. Be sure to talk to your eye care professional about my preferred eyewear. Ask about the many choices of Transitions lenses, including new Transitions Vantage and Transitions Extra Active lenses, to find out which one best fits your lifestyle.
You already know your Giant Card is a great way to bag real savings on groceries.
But it does so much more, like helping you drive up your fuel savings at the pump.
By using your Giant Card, you'll earn gas rewards with every dollar you spend every time you shop.
So the more you buy, the more you save.
You'll save 10 cents per gallon for every 100 points you earn.
Then just redeem your points at any participating Giant or Shell gas station. It's that easy.
Gas rewards, fueled by Giant and Shell.
This is the 2014 Cal Ripken World Series from SFMSports.net.
Welcome back to Cal Senior's Yard. Last chance for Middle Atlantic, as it'll be David Prezzuso due up here to lead off the sixth inning. Middle Atlantic down 1-0. Southeast scored a run on a base hit, a walk, and a wild pitch, and has kept this 1-0 lead. What a game this has been. It's a great way to start day three of the Cal Ripken World Series. This is everything a Babe Ruth game and a Cal Ripken World Series game should be. As Southeast will have a pitcher warming up down the left field line. But Garrett McCraw back out for a throw a complete game. Here's the first pitch to David Prezzuso. And that is going to be taken for a strike. It's nothing and one. Three hits and two walks, as well as a hit batter for Middle Atlantic, as the 0-1 pitch rather misses upstairs. It's now 1-1. Well, this has been a fantastic game to watch. Hope you've enjoyed it as much as we have, as the 1-1 is going to be grounded sharply foul down the first baseline. It's now 1-2. Five strikeouts for McCraw. And six strikeouts for Mason Keene. Mason Keene has only allowed two hits. He's only had five total hits in this game. Here is the 1-2 now to Prezzuso. And a breaking ball that misses up and in. It's now 2-2. So a 2-2 pitch to Prezzuso. And a cross sets. Right-hander fires. This is going to be lined to third, and that will be caught for the first out of the inning. Carter Holgis makes the catch. And there's one away here in the bottom of the sixth inning. So that'll turn the lineup card over for J.J. Weglers. Weglers led off the bottom of the first with an infield single and advanced to second, but was stranded there. So here comes the first pitch, and Weglers swings and misses. It's nothing and one. McCraw buried a breaking ball. He jumps ahead here, nothing and one. First of five games here at Cal Senior's Yard today. Here's the 0-1, and that is going to be a soft chopper back to the mound. McCraw will field, throws on to first. There's now two away. Nice job by McCraw there. McCraw there to come off the mound and field his position. And now Mid-Atlantic is down to their final out, and it'll be pitcher Mason Keene. So a pitcher-pitcher battle started this game. And now we have a pitcher-pitcher battle here with two outs in the sixth as Keene fouls this one off down the left field line. It's nothing and one. Keene on the mound at six innings, three hits, one run, one walk, one hit batter, and six strikeouts. The 0-1 is going to be off the outside corner just a hair, and it's 1-1. And here's the 1-1 pitch from McCraw, and Keene will foul this one off out of play, and now Mid-Atlantic down to their final strike. Stay tuned. Following the postgame, we'll have the presentation of the Tollefson Award, as well as a postgame recap. Here's the 1-2, and that is going to be a breaking ball taken for strike three, and that's how the game ends. McCraw freezes Keen on a breaking ball, and that will do it for this one as Southeast takes a thrilling 1-0 win in their first game of the Ripken World Series. Mid-Atlantic falls 1-0 and falls to 0-2 in this World Series. So a terrific game, a terrific battle from two really good teams, and a fun game to start the day here at Cal Senior's Yard with four games to follow. As my friend Stu Paul will have the call here for New Zealand and Mexico at 12:30. Stu will be on the air with you in about an hour or so at 12:20. So Stu's in the booth here just about ready to go, but we're not done here just yet in this one, as we will take a quick timeout and be back here for the postgame show. This is the 2014 Cal Ripken World Series from SFMSports.net.
Get instant updates from the Cal Ripken World Series in the palm of your hand with Scoreboard Mobile from SFMSports.net. Listen to all 44 games, get instant score updates, and check out audio and video content. Just go to SFMSports.net and scan the QR code to download the Scoreboard Mobile app, powered by Buffalo Wild Wings.
Every golfer wants to play better golf. Whether it's fixing a slice off the tee or learning how to accurately read a green, there's always room to make your game just a little bit stronger. The key to better golf is the best instruction, and Golf Digest is the only place you can learn from the game's hottest pros. Ernie Els, Phil Mickelson, Tiger Woods, and many more. Subscribe today, and for just $14.97, you'll get 12 issues of Golf Digest with easy-to-follow tips and techniques, reviews of top equipment, information on the best places to play, even our quick reference pocket tips in every issue. Order Golf Digest now, and we'll send you a DVD featuring renowned instructor Jim McClain. It's absolutely free with your paid subscription. Learn Jim's favorite drills to help isolate your problem areas and practice plans that will help fine-tune your game. Subscribe to Golf Digest today for this limited-time DVD offer. Call 800-248-5568. That's 800-248-5568 to get your subscription to Golf Digest. 800-248-5568.
Driving can be frustrating, but aggressive driving will get you nowhere. Speeding or ignoring traffic signals is dangerous and unlawful, resulting in tickets, fines, and points. You can't control traffic, but you can control your driving. So plan an alternate route and allow plenty of time to reach your destination. Drive courteously, because like aggressive driving, courtesy is contagious. And wear your seatbelt. It's the law in Maryland and your best defense against an aggressive driver. This message brought to you by the Maryland Department of Transportation and this station.
Get instant score updates, audio and video content from the Cal Ripken World Series at SFMSports.net. Powered by Buffalo Wild Wings. Click on the Cal Ripken World Series link.
Welcome back to Cal Senior's Yard. Final score here in the opener on a Sunday. Southeast 1, Middle Atlantic 0. As the run came in the top of the fourth, but the game turned in the bottom of the third inning. As Derek Pusey was on a third base, and Mason Keene had just beaten out a very close play at first base on an infield single. So it was first and third for Middle Atlantic in the bottom of the third when Garrett McCraw threw over to first base and picked off Mason Keene at first to end the inning just when it looked like the Middle Atlantic squad might be able to jump on the board. Then in the top of the fourth, after a McCraw ground out, Matt Willardson singled it to right field and advanced to second. And then he advanced to third on a 6-3 ground out. And then scored on a wild pitch with Paul Ryder at the plate. And Middle Atlantic was unable, or beg your pardon, Southeast made that run stick as they won 1-0. Winning pitcher Garrett McCraw went 6 innings, allowed 3 hits without allowing a run. He walked 2 and struck out 6. Mason Keene, the tough luck loser, 6 innings, 3 hits, 1 run, 1 walk, 6 strikeouts. As it was a really, really great game, a nice way to start day 3 of the Cal Ripken World Series. As Mid-Atlantic will get the day off tomorrow on Monday, and then Mid-Atlantic will take on Midwest Plains 12:30 p.m. Tuesday afternoon at Nationals Park. For the Southeast squad, they will be back in action tomorrow as the Southeast will take on the Ohio Valley squad over at 3 o'clock on Nationals Field. So 3 o'clock tomorrow, the Ohio Valley squad takes on Southeast. Tuesday at 12:30, Middle Atlantic and Midwest Plains at Nationals. Every game on SFMSports.net, channels 1 and 2. Well, that'll about wrap things up for us here at Cal Seniors Yard. Once again, your final score, Southeast 1, Middle Atlantic nothing. For our senior producer, Steve Clendenin, I'm Paul Taylor saying so long from Cal Seniors Yard. Join us in about an hour as Stu Paul has the call for New Zealand and Mexico. Coming up with first pitch scheduled at 12:30. Stu will be on the air with you at 12:20. So for Steve Clendenin and I'm Paul Taylor saying so long from Cal Seniors Yard. This has been a presentation of the 2014 Cal Ripken World Series from SFMSports.net.
SFMSports.net and Ripken Baseball thanks you for listening to this presentation of the 2014 Cal Ripken World Series. Visit SFMSports.net for audio archives, video interviews, and the latest updates from the Cal Ripken World Series.